Hey, this is Kevin Driscoll for the Kevyland Rules of Life podcast, Volume 1, Episode 2, The Barry Bliss Questionnaire, a podcast about random thoughts, rantings, and nonsense, all of which should have no effect on your life whatsoever. Hey, I just read Barry Bliss's 42 Questions for Liberals. He points out that liberals said nothing when Obama did this and Obama did that, and frankly, I agree with his thought process. You know, I agree regarding the silence from the liberal side when the prior administration's actions seem questionable. However, some of the allegations made in his questionnaire are irrelevant. For example, Obama gave 47 jobs to campaign fundraisers. So what? That's what campaigns do, even our fellow Republicans. Some of the allegations are outright false. They're outright false. You know, he alleges that George Soros paid protesters to burn Ferguson, Missouri. Really? Again, I agree with his thought process regarding silence from those in the majority when their administration is clearly in the wrong. And that's where his argument falls apart. Current Republican majority members are either remaining silent or outright supporting some of the policies and insane things the current head of the administration is making. To suggest that it is all right to do so because members of past administrations did so is one of the classic fallacies of logic. That is, an argument that provides no support for your position. For example, hey, Joe Blow, did you shoot that man for no reason? Joe Blow says, yeah, but that guy in Chicago killed someone for no reason. So what? What the hell does one person's actions have to do with yours? Are you thinking it's all right to commit a crime because somebody else did? In Latin, it's called tu quoque, or, in English, you too. It's an argument made by those who have no reasonable explanation for their actions and is more commonly used to deflect blame to another party. I note some of my fellow Republicans are always quick to lash out an advisement to remember, liberals, you lost the election, and you should get over it, and stop being crybabies and move on. Well, first, liberals didn't lose anything. Hillary Clinton did. And let's remember, Trump lost the popular vote. But I digress. Second, how come every justification for Trump's unstable actions and rants starts off with, well, Hillary did this, or, well, Obama did that? It seems it's us Republicans who can't let go of the past. But let's get back to Mr. Bliss's questionnaire. Every single one of his 47 questions can and should be answered as follows. What does this have to do with Trump? What does this have to do with Trump? What does this have to do with Trump? And you want to know something? He can't answer it. And neither can anybody else who tries to back this ridiculous questionnaire. What do any of these questions have to do with the unprofessional, unstatesmanlike, immature, incompetent, unstable actions and comments this president makes every day? Nothing. And that's why this questionnaire is a wasted time bullshit. This is Kevin Driscoll for the Kevyland Rules of Life podcast. I'll talk to you again soon.